We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school boys wrestling. The Harlan Cyclone boys are going to be busy here this week. They get a duel tonight here on Thursday in Council Bluffs, hosted by Lewis Central. And then they get to see Lewis Central and all their conference mates in the Hawkeye 10 Conference Tournament in Denison coming up on Saturday. We'll have coverage of that meet on KS95, and talking now with the head coach for Harlan Wrestling, Adam Bendorf here. And coach, obviously this is kind of a big week, a lot of things happening. How are you feeling about your wrestling team as you gear up for some good competition here?
Feeling good. You know, I mean, knock on wood, we really haven't had too many injuries or illnesses right now. So I feel like we're firing on all pistons. All right, we've got one down. We've got Nick Goobles that's kind of out with a shoulder injury, but hoping he's back here in a couple of weeks by districts. But otherwise, I mean, we're doing pretty well. We've just been hitting practice pretty hard and just really working to get these guys conditioned and ready for the, you know, after season events. So,
well, we'll start off with the matches tonight. I mean, you got Lewis Central, you got Creston, you got Underwood, you got Winterset. I mean, that's some heavy duty Carroll. You got some pretty good competition tonight. You turn right around and face some of those teams again in the Hawkeye 10. But what are you expecting tonight?
Yeah, you know, I think we're gonna have our hands full. I think for sure. You know, it's fun to see Lewis Central really kind of building their team, and they're getting pretty tough again. Being, you know, that's my alma mater. But it's less exciting when you have to go up against them. So, but we'll get in there and we'll get our hands dirty and see what we can accomplish. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to good competition. I think, just regardless of who we wrestle tonight, I think we'll have good competition with them. So it'll be good.
So
preparation for conference and then districts and state. So.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, of your guys, you know, has there been anybody that's really stood out the most here lately?
Of course, Jesse Jens. I mean, he's having a great year. And a couple losses so far. And just really, you know, it's just fun to see him kind of developing his fundamentals. He's always been a great scrambler. He's got great hips. Just fundamentally becoming a better wrestler. And it's just fun to see the success that comes with that. You know, of course, the rest of the seniors, Spencer Fink and Bertie McKinley, you know, they're all just kind of, you know, just enjoying their last year. I mean, I don't think any of them really have plans of going on to college. So I mean, this is it, man. It's just 2.5 weeks left and they're done. So, you know, we're just really trying to push them to finish hard and just leave it all out on the mat. So we'll see how it turns out.
Yeah, and then you've had some success from some other wrestlers, like younger kids. Like, we'll start there with Nathan Sandquist. You know, at the lighter weight, he's at 28 yeah. and 7 so far in the year, so he's approaching 30 wins. What have you seen from him on the mat?
Nathan Sandquist, that kid works. I would say he's probably the hardest worker in the wrestling room. That kid just is every day at practice working his butt off, really getting reps in. And it's just fun to see somebody that's putting that much work and effort into it start to really reap the benefits of that. I mean, he's just becoming a better wrestler, and that's what happens when you have that work ethic. And he's, you know, it's just, it's obvious when he's competing, he's doing well. So it's just, it's exciting to see that. And I think, you know, you get the attention of, you know, some of your teammates too. They're like, man, this guy's working hard and he's getting better. You know, maybe I ought to kind of follow suit here. So it's good. He's a good example. I'm glad we have him.
Yeah. So. And then another kid who might be under the radar, Chayton Sneathan. He wrestled at 165 lately. He's been at 157. He does have 16 losses, but 27 wins. So he's been floating between two of the tougher weight classes there. What have you yeah. seen from Chayton? And here's another sophomore who's been developing for you.
Yeah, man, just a great addition to the team. I'm so glad we got him. I know he's moved here from out of it, I think. Glad to have him on the team. He's an athlete. I mean, he's just got just athletic kid, and he's just has a love for the sport, you know. He's got great technique. He's been around, he's got experience. And, as a sophomore, you know, I think he'll just get better. And so I look forward to the next couple of years for him too. Like you said, he's wrestling at tough weights, man. I mean, those are pretty, pretty stacked weights there, you know, 57 and 65. And I, with his record, I think he's doing pretty good, to be honest, and just expect to see him get better in the years to come. So.
And then you've had some freshmen that have seen some action as well. What have you seen from some of them?
You know, there's a couple of JV guys that I'm excited about too. You know, Sawyer Hudson, you know, again, just an athletic kid, kind of has a boxing background. So he's pretty good on his feet. He's got good footwork and he's learning fast. And so I just, again, hope to see just continued work out of him and I expect him to just get better and be a force to be reckoned with here in the years to come.
What about Brody Bendorf? What has it been like from him coming back from injury?
Frustrated, to be honest. I think he's just a little frustrated, you know, coming off an injury that cuts your season in half, you know, you're jumping onto the mat with guys that've already got a half of the season under their belt. And he's feeling a little bit rusty and just kind of trying to get his mojo back, you know, but he's working hard and he's putting the effort in. It'll pay off. He'll be all right. Whether he's able to kind of hit his stride here at the end of the season or if it doesn't happen until next season, you know, well, we'll see. I mean, we'll see, but I think he's putting the effort in and whatever comes, you know, you just got to take it as it comes. You know what you could. So that's kind of where we're at.
So the Hawkeye 10 conference tournament, it's in Denison this year. You know, it's obviously tough competition, a good meet, with some strong teams there. I mean, how do you break down the field and how you think your Harland team fits with them?
You know, I think I've mentioned this in interviews before. I really try not to get too caught up in who we're competing against or what, you know, what the competition is. You know, I think it's really important just to prepare yourself for your match, you know, and just force the situations that you're good in. And you know, if we get too caught up in who we're going to wrestle, then we get thinking about, oh, crap, I'm going to watch out for this. And you worry too much about what the other guy's going to be doing, and you lose sight of what your offense is and how you wrestle. And so I guess I just wouldn't speak too much to the competition. I know it's going to be tough. There's going to be some good guys there and we've got our hands full, but we got to focus on us and the best we can be.
Yeah, so Lewis Central and maybe the favorite Atlantic, they might be the two favorites. Maybe you agree with that, but Creston is there and you're there. I mean, you got to be considered in the top four, and I guess that's not too shabby to be with.
No, I think that's definitely some tough competition there. So. I think it's a compliment to say that we're in the mix of those guys. I'd like to think we are too. So we'll see. We'll just see how it works out.
So, I mean, what do you see as some of your goals that you would like to see from your boys at this conference meet?
You know what? I mean, I just, this whole year, we've just really been focusing on just getting out there and putting the effort in. I really don't like push too much of worrying about the wins and losses. You know, I mean, that, and you just go out there focused and prepared for every match. You know, I think that's a big part of the battle is just every single match going out there prepared like you're wrestling, you know, the best kid in the state. And so that when you do end up wrestling that kid, you know, you're mentally prepared for it and you've been preparing for it the whole season, you know. So, yeah, we just, you know, and that's one thing I just push on the guys, just to really try and be prepared for every single match or who it is.
Well, Coach, good competition here tonight. And then we will see you Saturday at the Hawkeye 10 Conference Tournament in Denison. We'll have live coverage on KS95. Really appreciate your time and best of luck on the mat. Thanks so much.
Sounds good. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Adam Bendorf, head coach for Harland Boys Wrestling, joining us here on KSOM.